Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. She's our social media expert and guru, and can't do without her. Kathy, thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Jim.
Now that I've gone off on my little tirade, let me say one last thing. If you are a business, if you own a domain, sallysboutique.com, and that's your domain, you should have your email, sally@sallysboutique.com. How many times do I see, Kathy, people who have that kind of a domain, and yet their email address is gmail.com?
I know, it happens all
I don't
the
understand
time,
it. It's not even smart. Never mind the technical part. It's a branding mistake.
It's a big branding mistake, and I actually work with clients to change that all the time because, you know, they just go the easy route. They forget that branding is important, and they say, oh, well, I don't want anybody to change. I don't want to change it. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a bad move. So,
What's Google up to? You said you were telling me something they're doing.
Well, Google bought a company called Urban Engines, which has to do with traffic.
So how much they pay for it?
You know what? I didn't even remember that one. Did you see that note?
No. So this is a startup couple of 19-year-olds
they had a good presence. They had, you know, hundreds of thousands of clients already. But the technology is what they wanted. They wanted to be able to add that to their local search engine, their local space.
Right.
So and it just gives them another vehicle to.
What was the name of the company again?
Urban Engines.
Urban Engines.
So, you know how people are using their GPS tracking,
right,
and they want to find out if there's a traffic jam, especially in the city. That's really what it's designed for. So it gives them other routes if there's problems. And so, you know, I was just really surprised about that acquisition because you really don't think about that being something. But
how many of these acquisitions do you think happen to keep the other guy from getting it? Maybe we don't want it. We're not going to use it for, if we had it, we wouldn't use it for a year or two. We just don't want Microsoft to get it.
Well, you know, obviously there's always competition among the big boys. And but Google wanted to enhance their maps and that GPS tracking. So it's, you know, they're
probably was worth more to them than anybody else then.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yeah. So I think it's just...
Why should we care about all this?
Well, you know, if you're a local business, you need to... It's just a reminder to make sure that your Google Maps rankings are good and that you are doing everything you can to be found with the Google Maps. So it's just a reminder to don't forget the importance of having all of your content with local directories, local sites, having, you know, information on your website about your local business so that you do get found in Google Maps. Because Google Maps is a very important part of local.
So what she's talking about, folks, is when you say into your little helper there, Siri or whatever it is, I don't know what Google calls theirs, when you say, find me a Starbucks or find me a carpet cleaning company or whatever, that you're one of those little buttons that pops up, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or not even a little button. Maybe if the button's not there, maybe there's actually a little building for you there or something. Actually looks like Monopoly board, right?
Right. So, yeah, So definitely.
That won't mean anything to the 20-somethings.
Local search is important. So, also, I wanted to quickly just cover, talk about Facebook.
Right.
Their latest change with the design change on the business page, the Facebook business page. Now it looks different. It looks more like a website. It's got a menu system on the left-hand side of the page. No longer in the cover photo do you have all of this extra information messing
right.
up your cover photo. So that was a big change that they made. You now have the ability to have a call to action button right there, very easy at the right below your image. And then you have the ability to have your tabs on the left-hand side, that all of those tabs, they scroll down as the person's looking at your page. So it gives you more exposure to have people click on more information.
Right.
So you definitely want to have all of those tabs filled out. You want detailed content on those because now people are clicking on them. So you do, you know, if you have videos and photos, you want to make sure that they are in there and have them all filled out.
Right.
The other nice thing is you can add custom tabs so that you can, you know, have things like your... YouTube channel, or share your tweets, or show your pins. There's several different custom tabs that you could have that they would be there featured all the time as someone is on your business.
So, folks, check that out. We got new changes at Facebook on the business pages. So make sure that you're conforming there. I hate to use that word. I hate to recommend people conform to Facebook, but folks, I got
really
no choice. Hold on that thought, Kathy. We're going to come back and talk about content with Kathy Perry. Stay with us. Kathy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.